It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the deadly attack at the Walmart in El Paso, and since then, volunteer groups have been helping those in need. I recently talked with a couple of organizations helping people trying to heal. Music, prayers, and comfort greet those who visit the memorial that has formed behind the Walmart where an attack took lives and left many injured and hurt. Walking along the large display of flowers, flags, crosses, and signs that remember those lost, I met a couple who showed up to support the city they call home. Daniel Gutierrez just got out of the Coast Guard and returned home to El Paso. He says he was in shock when he heard the news of this attack.
Like, I didn't believe it. I mean, I lived here my whole life. It's always been super safe. Like, nothing's ever happened, really. Like, I used to always leave our doors unlocked all the time at Mom's house, so we never had no fear of nothing happening. So
Jessica Gomez wanted to be here to show support and says the city will never forget.
There's a lot of hurt right now, and we've never seen something like this before, so we don't know how to accommodate with how to move forward yet. We'll remember. This is not a forgetful moment in El Paso, Texas, but we'll cope with it the best we can.
As this community tries to heal, there are groups in attendance trying to help comfort those in need. Ryan Bemis with nonprofit Crossroads Acupuncture says he and other ear acupuncture therapists have volunteered to assist people who ask for help with what they are going through at this time.
We originally started working in the region in response to violence in Juarez in 2010. That was how our project got started. So we have been working with people affected by violence, by trauma. And what these types of ear acupuncture groups are really good for is creating safe space for people to receive support.
People like Robert Ramos from El Paso, who is relaxing in a chair getting ear acupuncture treatment. He shares why.
My wife is very interested in this type of stuff, and she called me over. And yes, I was angry. Yes, I was.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I was very anxious today, and I would say like in the last 15 minutes, I've felt very relaxed. And as time passes, I'm getting even more and more relaxed. Like, I'm usually a shy person. Anybody that knows me, I don't talk. And here I am, speaking to you.
Sitting next to Robert is his wife, Laura, who says that many people in El Paso are hurting right now. She hopes people put the community first.
I think it's best for all of us in El Paso to do something instead of just not being fighting with one another over the politics. For my personal opinion, I want to move forward in the city and helping my community and see what I could do to help other people who are hurting.
Offering furry comfort to those who are healing is what one organization has been busy doing around the city. Janice Marut with Lutheran Church Charities has helped organize her group's canine comfort dogs to El Paso's community members, first responders, and medical staff during this time.
These are comfort dogs that come. These are from all over the United States that come. They've been trained to be very calm and quiet dogs so that they present themselves, their warm fur, and people just love on them. Helps to release their tension, helps to release their sorrow. And all we do is just bring the dogs to them.
Marut has many pins on her name tag that is draped around her neck. These are pins from other communities across the country that have also had to heal from tragic events. Her group's comfort dogs were in Orlando after the Pulse nightclub shooting, and they have also traveled to communities rebuilding from a tornado. I ask her about what she has noticed about all of these communities recovering from loss and pain.
Just trying to figure out how to get back to normal. I mean, it's just such a shock for them and to process what's occurred and how it's affected them. One thing that I think sets El Paso apart from some of the other places that I've been is the community that's here. You know, how I don't see any anger. I don't see any huge frustration. It's more a matter of caring for one another and serving one another, which is amazing, I think. They've opened their arms to us and so many ways and made us feel so welcomed, and we greatly appreciate that.
Looking at all the smiles of those petting the comfort dogs, the feeling seems mutual on a night when so many are trying to heal from tragedy together. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Anthony Moreno.